Okay, we're on now. All right, good morning. All right, sounds like most of you are awake. Y'all glad to be here this morning? Good deal. Okay, well, I got a little lesson this morning, and this is a lesson that I need to learn in my life, so that's why I'm going to talk to you guys about it, okay? Because it's something I need to grow in my life as well. And I'm going to read two verses to start out. I want to talk this morning about God knows what's best for us, all right? And I got two verses. It says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Now those verses are kind of confusing, aren't they? It's kind of hard to figure out what those are trying to say. Basically, if we're going to follow God in life, He's going to help us not do the bad things that sometimes we want to do. The longer we serve God, the more we obey God, the more that we start wanting to do what God wants us to do. And He helps us know what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. And God and Satan both want to have control of our lives. But if God has control, we'll do those right things and the things that He wants us to do. So, maybe some of that's for as we get a little older, but it can be applied to our lives now. For now, you guys just need to obey your parents. Your parents know what's best for you. Is it always easy to do what your parents tell you to do? Always easy? Never hard to do it? I mean, sometimes it's hard for me, too, to do what I should do. Sometimes my wife knows better what's best for me than what I do. Sometimes it's hard to take that advice. But we all need to take advice in our lives. So sometimes it's hard, but which way do you feel better? Do you feel better if you disobey what your mom or dad tells you to do, or if you obey what they tell you to do? Which way makes obey. That's right. And it's the same way with God. If we obey what God tells us to do in life, we're going to feel so much better and have so much more peace. So if it's almost supper time and you're hungry and you want to eat a whole bunch of candy and mom says, no, you got to wait for supper. Do you think she's just trying to be mean? Doesn't want you to have what you like. Or if you want to go somewhere with your friends and your dad says, not this time, I think we just need to wait. Do you think he's just trying to be mean to you? No. Why do they do that? It's because they love you and they care about you, right? And they want the best for you in life. And so always try to keep that in mind. And it's the same way with God in our lives. He wants the best for us. So I brought a couple things along for an illustration here this morning. Leave the other one up there for now. It's a very, very basic illustration. Kind of got some weird stuff along here this morning. Okay. So we're talking about God knows what's best for us. So if you have a little brother or sister that's 1 year old, okay, and your mom says, get little Sally a toy to play with. Is this what you're going to give her? Go give her a bunch of marbles? Why not? Why wouldn't you give her marbles, Jordan? Think she might choke on them, you think, if she's that small? Yeah. Would you maybe give her a baby to play with? Yeah, that would be a better choice. Why is that a better choice? Because you know what's best for her. Just like your parents know what's best for you, you would give her what's better for her. Okay, so let's bring it up a little closer to your guys' age. Say you're 4 years old, and your mom says, okay, you just need to go find something to play with. Is she going to go tell you to play with a knife? Just run around? No. What do you think, a car would be a better option? Why is that a better option to play with than this? Why is it a better option? Do you think you might get hurt if you're playing with this? Maybe. Okay. So, is this good, though? Is this good to be used for the right things? It is, but it's not the best thing to play with. Let's see if I can get this back in here. Okay. So you're getting a little older yet. Maybe you're 10 years old, 8 years old. I don't know how old you ever you want to say. And mom says, go outside and just play. Is she going to send you outside with a gun? Just go play. Go do whatever you want to do. You think? Maybe she'll say, if there's a groundhog out there, you can go shoot it. But she's not just going to send you outside to play with a gun, right? Maybe a frisbee? Go play with a frisbee might be a better option, right? Okay, so getting into, maybe this is a little past your guys' stage of life, but for the parents, sometimes we get confused of what's important too. When God says, take time, which one's more important? Another $100 bill or a little more time in His Word? Okay? So we all struggle, whether you're a mom or dad, whether you're 1 year old, sometimes we struggle with keeping what's best in our life and trusting God. But God knows what's best for us. And so, I don't know, hopefully that illustration made a little bit of sense in your guys' mind. Just remember to learn to trust your parents. They want what's best for you. Trust God, and someday when He calls you, He will lead you into eternal life, and we can spend eternity with Him someday. I have one more verse I want to read. It's Romans 8:28, and I'm not even going to read the whole verse, but it just kind of goes along with what we're talking about. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Okay? And so maybe even when it doesn't make sense, maybe when we feel like mom and dad are just being mean, they won't let me do this. You know what? Just do it. And probably sometime down the road, you'll understand why they had you do that. It'll make sense. Same way with God. When God asks you to do something in life, just follow Him. And someday, it'll probably make sense, even if it doesn't at the time. Okay? So let's have a prayer. And then I got a piece of candy for you guys. Even though candy's not the best for you, that's what we just talked about. But you can have it. So let's have a prayer, then you can go back to your seats. Father in heaven, thank you for today. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls up here, Lord. Just bless them in life. May they always follow you and learn to trust you and learn to obey their parents and realize that they have the best in mind for them. Lord, as we get older, sometimes this can be hard to follow also. So, Lord, help us all to just trust in you. Bless the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys can all come grab a piece of candy.